From Holstein, Iowa, final score, Storm Lake Tornadoes in seven innings defeat Ridgeview 12-0. Visiting with Storm Lake Tornado first-year head coach Michael Knapp. Well, you're undefeated.
Yeah. Feels good.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Coach, tell me about this team effort. Solid pitching, no errors in the field, and 12 runs on 13 hits in my book. You had it going in every direction tonight.
Yeah, really good to see first night out. Usually it's shaky one way or another, but Charlie DeVerkson, heck of a day. He had 18 holes of golf and qualified for state this morning and came in through five shutout innings, which maybe not many kids can do. But that was amazing. Edgar came in and slammed the door in our offense. Seems like we had good at-bats one through nine through the order. So good to see.
Let's stick with that pitching. Charlie strikes out 10, then Edgar comes in the sixth and seventh, strikes out four. So between the two, 14 strikeouts in seven innings. Charlie walked one, hit one, and Edgar walked two. But your defense didn't have to work too hard tonight.
Yeah, those guys, they both did a really nice job filling up the zone. Charlie, when he's got his curveball over like tonight, he's pretty tough to hit, and his fastball runs quite a bit, so he can be tough, and he was awesome tonight. Edgar too, first time out on the mound, varsity, and he did just fine. We're really happy with his two shutout innings.
Yeah, of course, he did some JV pitching last year, and that's something you have a lot of. We'll see about Hunter DeMay's future pitching, but man, you got a deep pitching staff this season.
Yeah, for sure. We wanted to get to Jake White and Jake Edie tonight, but Charlie was cruising, so we just kind of let him go. But yeah, we have a lot of depth. Next week, six games, we're really going to be thankful for that and get everybody some action. So looking forward to it.
Hey, speaking of everybody, one through nine certainly contributed. And as I look at my book, the only slot without a hit was your fifth spot. Aiden Phillips was 0-for-3, and then Aiden Cavazos came in the left field when you made the pitching change, drew a walk and scored a run. But your number eight hitter tonight, Jake White, 4-for-4, four runs batted in, and every single one of those hits line drives.
He was incredible. He's been working really hard. If there's one person who this offseason we are impressed with, it was that kid. He's just been every swing, just like tonight when I'm throwing to him in cage, it's the same exact thing. He's hitting line drives, seems like every pitch. So awesome for him to get that moment, and it's definitely paid off.
And Charlie DeVerkston, two hits. So you're nine batters. In my book, I have 13 hits, and those two guys produce six of them.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's really good, especially top of our order, Hunter, Jake, Edgar, senior heavy. They've taken a lot of at-bats. Those two can continue to do that, get on base and put some pressure, let those senior leaders drive them in. We're going to have a lot of success on offense.
Yeah, speaking of putting the pressure on the opponent, you were doing that on the base pass.
Yep, that's been kind of our plan, different types of stealing and all that, but different ways to put pressure. We have a lot of speed, athleticism, and looking to use that in any way we can.
Visiting with Michael Knapp, Storm Lake baseball coach, Wednesday night at Denison Schleswig.
Yeah, we're going to give him our best game. We're going to start Carson Lohman, and he's been itching to get the ball. Couple JV starts last year, 20 innings, I think, so he's looking to be a full-time varsity guy, so we're excited to give him the ball and hope for another win.
Michael, I'll let you go. I'll see you in Denison Wednesday night.
Thank you.